What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, you can't wait to get out on the golf course with Mike. I hate playing golf. I told you that. Like, gives me anxiety. I said this the other day. I hear Boomer and Geo talking about it all the time. Ruco and Cone mentioned it the other day. And even hearing other people talk about it, it gives me anxiety. But I did the same thing this year as I did last year. Set up back-to-back dates. We're supposed to play with our buddy Steve Hirsch. I forget what, Quaker Ridge or something like that. We're supposed to play with Recco, me, and Geo. And now it's going to be me, Mike, Recco, and BT the following day. So back-to-back days, I did the same thing last year, same exact, maybe not the same exact foursomes, but the same places, playing with Steve up at Quaker Ridge and then playing with Mike out on Long Island in consecutive days. I guess I just get my golfing in 2 days and then that's it for the year. But like, I'm not any good. I don't practice. I don't have time to do it. And it gives me anxiety. And imagine that anxiety that you would have normally and then playing with, well, there's different levels of anxiety. The one I was going to talk about was playing with Mike. Like, it's Mike and I don't want to upset him or look embarrass myself. And he's good. He hits the ball straight every time. Like, I don't care about how far you hit it. I just want to be able to keep it moving. Hit it straight. Don't hit it sideways. And I can't do that. I'm sculling them. I'm chopping them. I'm dribbling them. Like, oh, it's all over the place. Ripping them into the woods. Got a hold of that one. But you know, you don't want to embarrass yourself. And then playing with Gio, which I've never played golf with Gio before. We've done some other stuff together. Never played golf before with Gio. Now that he's like, you know, master golfer, I know what's going to happen. Whatever happens out on that golf course does not stay on the golf course. It goes right to the morning show, and they're going to be talking about it. So it gives me a different level of anxiety. To a point where I thought about it, okay, maybe I'll go just hang out. I'll bring the surf sides and then maybe watch them play for the 18. Maybe hit a couple. Anyway, back to the phone calls, 888-808-1019. Hope you enjoyed that with Francesa. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. John is calling from Syracuse about the Mets. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal, just a side note, you more than deserve afternoon drive.
Well, I mean, thank you. It's occupied right now. I'm not trying to take anybody's job, but I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't want afternoons. When it was open, I wanted afternoons. But I'm happy with midday, somewhat.
Who wouldn't? You do a good job. This is water under the bridge, and the Mets are talented enough to win this division, but they don't have the spark plug that they had with Jose Iglesias last year. And I think they made a big mistake not bringing him back.
You're not the only person to say that, obviously, John. As a matter of fact, you may have even called at one point and said the same thing, like a lot of people, including my mother. Oh, she said it to Mendy out of the Amazing Day. Oh, you're going to bring Iglesias back? Everybody loved Iglesias. I can't get caught up in that. I do not believe that that's the problem. If anything, I know this has been making the rounds on social media, J.D. Martinez and his impact on the offense last year and his hitting philosophies, that could be a game changer. That's no longer there. The chemistry is definitely not what it was a year ago, but I don't think that if the Mets brought back Jose Iglesias, it would be that much different. And there was no room for him. Where are you going to put him?
He got so many big hits for the Mets, big clutch hits. He was great with the glove.
Yeah, but he was awful down the stretch and in the postseason. Look, I'm with you, John, and thank you for the call. As a matter of fact, I even said it last offseason, oh, they got to bring him back. But when you actually look at the roster, like, whose spot's he taking right now? I want Acuna to take somebody's spot, and he can't even crack the roster. Beatty they want right now because a lefty bat. If Winker ever does come back from the IL, I would assume Beatty would be the first to go. There's just no room for Iglesias. Even if he were here, he's not going to solve the offensive issues. And his offensive success, while I respect putting the bat on the ball and putting it in play, that was more the aberration than what you could expect to continue. And you saw it in the playoffs. Maybe, though, with the Mets, this year will be different from last year, whereas where they had that success in the regular season, I know they had success in the postseason, but Iglesias, for example, the things that they were successful at in the regular season didn't fully transfer over to the postseason. Maybe this year will be the opposite, including the starting pitching, who Manaea and Senga should be fresh. I mean, Senga wasn't even here for the... Obviously, he pitched in the postseason, but he didn't pitch any of the regular season. You were just throwing him out there in the playoffs last year, so you didn't have any kind of real version of Senga. Manaea was exhausted. You could see that. Now he's going to be fresh, assuming he's going to build himself back up. He's in the process of doing that by the, you know, mid, hopefully, August, mid-end of August. He should be just getting ready to go. He should be in mid-season peak form by October. And then, of course, Soto. We saw Lindor. We saw Alonso perform and produce in the postseason. Soto. Him in the playoffs can take this offense, and I expect will take this offense to another stratosphere. Not to mention Vientos. You heard Mike talking about Vientos. I've kind of given up hope on Vientos, but the potential is still there. And you don't, I mean, you might need him to win the division to go get hot here at some point, but... Like, it's not like you can't get hot in the playoffs, which you did a year ago. What happens if that wakes him up? That's why I'm not going crazy in a negative way with the Mets, because the potential is still there. They have the players. They just need those guys to go nuts. And even if it just happens in October, that will be good enough. Chris is in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, Sal. How are you?
Good. What's up, Chris?
Listen, I got a couple of things. First of all, I agree with you 100%. I think the issue with the Yankees is total accountability. I think that you as a young parent, you don't see it. You kind of see it a little bit, but it's stretching into everywhere. And you got to hold guys accountable. Otherwise, you're going to get the repeated behaviors over and over again. And I don't think that's what Boone's doing. I think he's exactly what they want. Those kind of managers are kind of a thing of the past anyway. And I also have a thing with Pito. I think the reason, and again, you're super talented,
whatever. Thank you, but, yeah.
I think the reason Pito beats you like a drum is because he's a real Ranger fan, and you're not.
I love it, Chris, and thank you for the call. Are we sure on that? Freaking Bill Pito, who's, by the way, a nice guy. Obviously, I'm just having some fun with him. But he did beat me 2 years in a row, and we're going head-to-head year three. A three-peat?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Repito? My nephew, my hockey-loving Ranger fan nephew, Joey. 2 years ago, before Pito and I became rivals, in my mind, for the Emmy, the local Emmy, as Mike said. I don't even know what's different. Local, national, who gives? Yeah. Green jacket, yellow jacket, who gives a, you know what? My nephew comes up to me and he starts talking about the MSG 150. And at that point, I knew I was beat. That was even before I lost the first one. But come on, Baseball Night New York is a fun show year round. We have some fun with that. It's entertaining, informative, educational, and fun. Gotta win one, no? And then you pay the $250 or whatever it is to get the Emmy. And no, I'm not just happy to be nominated. I want to win. And come on, I am a real Ranger fan. Do we know Pito's credentials as a Ranger fan? We know what he does on the air. That's fair enough. How do you know? Because I'll tell you something. I know something you may not. A lot of these broadcasters in a lot of different spots, and I'm not going to name names because I don't want to deal with any bullcrap off the air from people. But you may think somebody's a certain fan of a certain team. They may not be. Oh, this guy definitely grew up a fan of this team. Maybe not. So I don't know about Pito and his fandom. I know he does a great job with MSG and the MSG 150. But know this. I am a Rangers fan. Regardless of how many jerseys the owners at the Islanders give me. Rashad is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Rashad?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Good morning, Sal.
Good morning.
All right. So I want to talk about Soto real quickly. Soto, he's not been very impactful for the team. Even his June. His June when he was National League Player of the Month, it didn't even translate to wins. Because the Mets, that was probably the Mets' worst month of the season.
Correct.
Yeah. So, and then if you look at Soto's home runs versus RBIs, they're very low. He only has 64 RBIs when I last checked. Mm-hmm. He's not batting guys in. He's not
impacting the games the way that he needs to impact the games. Like Alonso last year put up some okay numbers, especially in accordance with his standards. He was not impacting the games the way that he is this year, where he's had the highest impact of any of the Mets on these games. Juan Soto may have some okay numbers, especially according to his standards. He's not having quite the impact that we expected him to have.
Yeah, he's not impactful. It's not leading to wins. He's getting better at hitting and running the scoring position, because now it's up to like 250. But for the longest, it's been sub 200. It's been like 177.
I didn't even know it was that high because you haven't even felt it. For me, I haven't even felt that it's gotten that much better with Soto. So maybe it has, because a caller brought that up yesterday too, the same thing, and I thought he was wrong, or I thought it was even worse with Soto with runners in scoring position, to your point, under 200. But bottom line is you got to get better. Simple as that. I don't care that he leads the league in walks. I mean, that's fine. You know, the 250 average is not something to go nuts about. Obviously, it's a little light from where it should be. But Soto's OPS has got to be much higher. The run production's got to be. I get it. Now, the difference maybe between you and me, and I don't know, Rashad, I'll ask you. I think he's going to go nuts at some point. If he doesn't, the Mets have no chance, and it's going to be a lost season. But I do believe that when the calendar turns, whether it's to September or October, I still believe Soto is that guy that will carry the Mets. It might not happen, but I believe that. Do you believe that?
I believe he would. I believe he would. I was expecting him to have more, because I'm comparing to Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, he had a month like Soto had in June. He had way better months. Aaron Judge, those are wins. I don't know why Soto was not getting wins.
Right, but here's the other comp to Judge, and thank you for the call, Rashad. And I don't know. And that's why I say that maybe there's some kind of chemistry issue or something's off there. Didn't make any sense to me that the Mets were playing their best baseball with Soto not doing much, and then all of a sudden Soto goes nuts and plays out of this world for the month of June, and yet as a team, collectively, they were at their worst. So something's off. That makes no sense. But what Judge does so great in the regular season has not yet transferred over to October. Whereas Soto, in his career, last year with the Yankees, 2019 famously with the Nationals, he has been a beast in the postseason. He'll elevate his game in the postseason. Will it happen again? I don't know. It better, otherwise the Mets are going home early if they do make it. John is calling from Mount Vernon. What's up, John?
How you doing, Sal?
How are you, Johnny?
I'm okay, buddy. For an old man, 87 years old, Yankee fan all my life, I don't understand the Yankees. Where they going to get rid of Boone? And also, I don't understand why everybody's on Volpe's case when he's probably got the third most RBIs on the Yankees, the third most home runs. The guy's playing tremendous shortstop right now. Yeah, he hustles 150%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a little guy, you know. I root for Italian players. Joe DiMaggio was my idol.
Yeah, well, okay, but you're rooting for Italian players. Like, I'm Italian. I couldn't give a crap less about that. So that's why you have a soft spot for that.
Yeah, but that's fine. John, that's okay, Sicilian. That's fine. I love the Sicilian pizza. That's fine. But I'm not worried about where a player comes from. I'm worried about how they're producing. And you're right. Hold on, John. Hold on.
I got you.
I'm just saying, I got you, brother.
You
have a soft spot for Volpe. And I'm not disagreeing that, yes, offensively, if you look at certain numbers, his power numbers, home runs, RBIs, you take that.
Certainly,
the defense lately, he's looked much better. But we're talking about four or five games. What happened when he couldn't throw the ball cleanly? And even then, the other day, he got saved by Goldschmidt.
I know. He made a lot of stupid mistakes I didn't like. I'll be honest with you. I agree with that. The bottom line is, what are you doing playing Wells? What's he play? He can't hit a lick. What is he going to do? He can't get the ball out of the infield Wells.
Yeah.
Who should have made a pitch hit for him yesterday?
John, Wells does have 15 home runs for a catcher. Maybe if his name ended in a vowel, you'd be higher on Wells. I mean, I'm not so sure, and thank you for the call. Look, I get it. You're allowed to have soft spots for certain players, and I do think Volpe, after he hit that big home run to tie the game, was it tying the game against Tampa late or giving them the lead? Whatever it was, that big home run, was it last week already? I don't know, it's all blending together. He hit that big home run. You could almost see like that got him mentally right. Then the next day he hits another home run. He does the, you know, the LeBron pushing down. And defensively, he just looks like he's much more confident. I still don't trust him 100%. And overall, if you look at Anthony Volpe's season, it's still terribly disappointing. So you could come up with the home run numbers. You could come up with the RBI. He's got 61 ribbies, which is going to eclipse his career high here. He has not been, this to me has still been his worst season. So look at the home run total. Look at the RBI total. That's not what you want from Anthony Volpe. I look at the total package. He hasn't been great defensively consistently enough. He has not gotten on base and hit with a high average nearly enough in accordance with what you want him to be. Those are, like, what is Volpe as a player? I still don't know. He's not supposed to be a power guy, an all-or-nothing guy. He was supposed to be different. I had higher hopes than Volpe for almost anybody outside of Brian Cashman himself. Whatever that group was that's underneath Cashman, like Cashman believed that Volpe was going to be a superstar, that next level, whoever else was in that group, I was in that group along with him, thinking Volpe was going to be a star in this league. Even after year one, just seeing him, the eye test, man, this guy looks like he's got it. Can hit the ball hard the other way. He's athletic. He's fast. And it just has not come together. And as a matter of fact, in year three, it's gotten worse. So that's why I think you're hearing people pick on Anthony Volpe. But to his credit, and I would have sent him down, he's starting to at least look like he's coming out of it. The fear that you have is he's just one bad throw away, or one throw in the dirt that Goldschmidt or Rice can't scoop away from having it maybe snowball the other way. Offensively, still not where you want him to be, but at least the confidence seems to be back from Anthony Volpe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.